Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, turn it up.
Turn it up.
Jeff and Jen. The Jeff and Jen Show on now.
We all know parenting can be a challenge on regular days, but on the holidays, the parenting challenge is real, real. Like, the struggle is real, especially when it comes to your nativity scene. So, parents... I want you to confess your stories. You just have to end it with hashtag parenting for real. 404-263-0941. I'll tell you what happened to our baby Jesus. I'll kick us off.
I think you have a Marietta neighbor who's going to kick you off. Somebody at church actually called defects on her.
Oh, no.
Janine is just putting her on hold. Real quick, I'll tell you about a huge mistake that I have made in the past 24 hours. You know, the cookie competition is... going on here at the radio station, so I brought in my delicious homemade from scratch cookies.
Everybody accused Jeff of buying them from the store. Mm-hmm. Nobody can believe you can bake.
And so Callie was in charge of presentation and started to put them in a Tupperware, and I'm like, no. I need them on a plate. They got to look good. So she put them on this gold platter, and she goes, make sure you bring it home. I can't find it. It's a part of a set.
So you were the one who wanted it to be Pinterest worthy.
Yep.
And then you left the plate behind.
I don't know. I had it in my hand yesterday, but I'm so...
Hell hath no fury like a woman who found out their man lost some Tupperware.
It's not even... Well, it wasn't Tupperware. It was a platter, part of a set.
It was a nice one.
It was part of a set.
Like a wedding gift platter?
I don't know.
Like a nice one.
It goes with a set.
You're in trouble.
I had it in my hand, and I was so proud of myself.
Mm-hmm. We're going to let your wife, Callie, start hashtag marriage for real.
Yep.
Like, I got this platter.
It's going to start with her foot up.
These homemade cookies.
They were homemade.
Mm-hmm.
Are homemade.
Kelly does not believe him.
God, I hate you. Kathy and Marietta, hashtag parenting for real.
Yeah. Hi. When my daughter was small, I'm Catholic, and you go up to... get your communion, I had to bring her with me, and I let go of her hand for a second, and she scaled the altar steps and tried to take the baby Jesus out of the manger.
No! What did you do?
Well, then you have, like, these reflexes, so I grabbed her by the collar and pulled her back, and then she dropped to the ground and with spaghetti arms, so I could not pick her up while she was screaming that she wanted the baby.
And she was what? Did you call her spaghetti arms?
Yeah, when the kids, like, they're like Houdini, they can, like, pop out their arm or something. Like, you can't pick them up anymore.
Okay.
Their arms are just, and so.
They go, like, wet noodle.
Okay.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. And so then I picked her up, and I was walking out, and she was still screaming, and I was, Chloe, you cannot talk that way. You can't do that. And this lady came up to me that worked at the church, and she said, you cannot yell at your child like that.
She didn't.
She did. And so my husband and I always said, if you don't discipline your kids, the cops will. So I said to the lady, do you have children? And she said, yes, I do. And I said, are they in jail?
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Why? So this all started because your toddler wanted to hug the baby Jesus. That's all.
Yeah. And then she called defects. So there you go. That's what you get for mouthing off to the church lady.
This all happened at
hashtag
church.
Parenting for real.
Yeah. Oh, hashtag parenting. Yes, all at church.
What's your daughter's name?
Chloe.
Chloe. Chloe just wanted to hug the little baby Jesus.
All she wanted to grab with the baby. She kept calling it the baby.
Baby.
Aw, it's so cute. It happens a lot.
And then defect shows up. 404-263-0941. Hashtag parenting for real. The baby Jesus edition. Because it is the season.
And they cannot leave the nativity sets alone. Here's the scene in my house. Little nativity set. It's like a plastic one that they can't break. So it's at their level and they're allowed to look at it or whatever. Well, I have a 4-year-old and a 2-year-old. And our 2-year-old is often walking around with some sort of snack in her hand.
Okay.
And so she is often trailed by the dog. Because the dog knows as soon as she drops it, the dog's going to get a treat. So our dog Carolina and Reese kind of go hand in hand running around the house with each other.
If this involves Carolina chewing on baby Jesus, Jen.
It does. Because right, she up. Has.
Ellie, here comes the lightning.
I know.
Back
she's
up.
Got, cause she's got a cookie in one hand and she's got the baby Jesus in the other. And there she goes running around the house with the dog following her. And she did not drop the cookie. Oh, no. She was holding on to that one tight. She dropped the baby Jesus. At which point our dog picked it up and I went diving forward to catch the baby Jesus out of the dog's mouth. And that is the scene in my house. Hashtag parenting for real.
I mean, I feel like making baby Jesus an edible piece of the nativity scene might be beneficial to your household.
Did you just, hold on. Did you just say make an edible baby Jesus?
Yeah.
Oh, it happens all the time. You know, people make them out of like little sausages and stuff.
No, you cannot. You yes. make an edible baby Jesus.
Oh, I just made them. That up. They do that?
Yeah, like at little delis and all kinds of stuff. Yeah,
genius.
Put a Google on it. There's all kinds of there's one made out of fruitcake that I saw recently.
A nativity?
A nativity out of fruitcake.
You can't have
you just
virgin.
Gotta bake a fleet of baby Jesuses and you'll be fine.
Just keep replacing them in there.
There's
Maybe
already
you could
communion.
Just use a gummy bear.
Yes, and just wrap
a gummy
it.
Bear in there.
Yeah. They make the larger ones or a peep. A little
no,
Christmas
I'll peep.
Peep. Jeff is throwing some shade at
I was,
with his
look,
right
I,
now.
I will. I'm the first one to make a Jesus joke. I was raised Catholic. I had a lot of rules. I'm okay, like making jokes now and again. But you guys are talking about making gummy bear Jesus, and that is a whole. That's a new
I'm
level.
I'm just telling you. Put a Google on it. They're out there. Edible nativity scenes.
Hashtag parenting for real. What is your baby Jesus made out of?
Jordan.
Hey, Jordan.
Hey,
Jordan. Welcome to hell. go ahead. Hashtag parenting for real, baby Jesus version.
So my parents have a nativity scene in their front yard, and every time we take my daughter over there, she takes baby Jesus out of the crib in the nursery, or in the manger, I'm sorry, and carries it around by its head, and then she throws baby Jesus down, and she will lay in the crib as if she's baby Jesus.
In the manger. She gets in the manger.
Not Jesus, in the manger. But my yes. bed.
Cold. And then she says she's cold, so she puts leaves on top of her.
So funny. That's great.
Hashtag parenting for real. Okay, Taylor in Cartersville.
Hi. My children decided that this year they were going to hide the baby Jesus, and we went looking for it, and my mother called me, and she said, can you ask your children, or can you let your children know that they cannot bury baby Jesus in the backyard?
Oh, no.
They had a shovel, and they were digging up a hole to bury him.
No.
They said, Mom, he needs to be resurrected. I said, oh, no.
Taylor, you missed a terrific opportunity to let them bury Jesus, and then on the Monday day after Easter, you go dig Jesus back up and you just leave the hole there with a little tiny piece of fabric that has a little sketch of Jesus on it.
That's it. They were just confusing the Christmas story
they
versus
were burying
the Easter
it in
story.
Leaves and everything else. My mom was like, they can't do that.
Okay. Well, this went sideways, I think. I don't know.
I love it, Taylor. Thank you.
All right. What, the Florida?
Sure. Let's do what the Florida next.
Unless we get any more calls, hashtag parenting for real, the baby Jesus edition, I feel compelled to move on, but I'm going to do what the Lord wants.
Listen, like, and share. The conversation continues with Jeff and Jen on Facebook.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.